in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
The main principle of voting is that every citizen gets one vote, which means everybody votes. Only one vote is allocated to every person. So it's ensuring absolute inclusivity and it's removing duplication. And if you look at the old way of voting, you need to leave your home, you need to travel considerable distance, you need to stand in the queue, you need to be potentially intimidated by people who don't want you voting in a certain direction. You need to put a blot of ink on your thumb, vote on a piece of paper. It can or can maybe go missing, and the blot can or cannot be removed. And then you need to go home and wait a substantial amount of time for the optical character recognition systems to read the crosses and noughts, potentially with some mistakes, for boxes to go missing to make sure the result is or isn't right. Where the future looks like is you don't need to travel anywhere necessarily, that if you have a smartphone, you use your face to recognize who you are and to enroll. So you use your mobile phone, you take a selfie, you compare it to an identity document or an authoritative government database image of your face, and we now know who you are, and we know that this is only you and only one of you. We are enabling you to vote. On Voters Day, you then do the same selfie, and you match your face to that original face that you've enrolled with, and you get to vote.
With that said, in terms of the cost implementation, given South Africa's economic constraints, what would that entail compared to the ink pens and the paper and the goods and services that's currently being used?
An approach like this is you're crowdsourcing the procurement of hardware to the citizens themselves. 25 million individuals eligible for voting, a significant portion in South Africa have a smartphone already that you're leveraging off. You don't need to acquire it. And so you're reducing that cost of acquisition significantly. Then for the individuals that don't have smartphones, but of course it's imperative to include them in the voting process, you could use agent-based smartphone penetration to include them in the voting. The exact numbers of how much that agent-based process would cost relative to the pens and papers, etc., you know, I'd be remiss to say that we run those numbers accurately, but I think it wouldn't be prohibitively expensive from the general knowledge that we have.
I think another big one would be load shedding and the impact that it's having on technology and signal that people are receiving in South Africa, and also then looking at overwhelmed system crashes.
As a business, we run face authentication systems into millions and tens of millions of transactions for tier one banks across Africa. We need to deal with those redundancies anyway. We've been dealing with load shedding and government systems going down and databases not being available for many years. So we are alive to those challenges and we know how to deal with them. But as you say, it is an important factor to consider when building a scalable, sustainable, resilient system.
Is such tech being implemented in other countries from your research?
There are many countries across Africa who've either deployed it or looking to deploy it. It's Kenya, Oman, Nigeria, DRC. So absolutely, it's a very alarming trend that is happening and that is being rolled out at scale across many African countries and the like, absolutely.
Is this something that has been proposed to the IEC and government?
I would have to give no comment on that one, regrettably.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.